Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is. She is so hot, sassy, sexy.
Fluffy.
Your host for tonight with LaCrutch Hearts. You're listening to Not On Purpose Talk Radio on the Hearts Exposed Heart Network. Let's talk about matters of the heart. Broadcasting live from the streets of New York, Brooklyn, stand up.
And now you've got yourself something funky.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Not On Purpose Talk Radio. I am the hostess of the night, Miss LaCrutch Hearts, and I've missed y'all. I missed y'all something terrible, terrible, terrible. Oh, my goodness. I am so sorry. With 2 weeks of shows, I do apologize to all our fans and listeners out there that take us seriously. We are trying to be serious. Well, I am trying to be serious about this. I'm trying to be consistent about it. But I was down for the count, guys. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Well, actually, more than 2 weeks. But I'm back. I'm feeling good. I still have some, you know, stomach issues or whatever. But let me tell y'all something. In 3 weeks, I lost 20 fucking pounds. It's serious out here, guys. We are on quarantine 2020, and it is freaking, it's scary. I'm gonna let you know. We're going to get to all that. How is y'all week going? How is y'all quarantine going? All that. Let me know. The lines are open, 515-602-9725. Just call in, press 1, and listen, I am here. That's it. That's all I got for y'all. I'm here. That's all I got for y'all. I am here. I am ready to mingle. I'm ready to get into it. I'm ready to talk about it. Excuse me. So please excuse me if I cough. Please excuse me. I'm coughing. I'm still, like I said, I do have symptoms. I was very sick. My fever kept going up and down, but it finally broke about a couple of days ago, and I'm starting to get my energy back. I stayed up for the whole day today. I didn't even fall back to sleep. But I stayed up. I was sick like a dog. I was scared. I had panic attacks. Everything was going on with me. Did I have the corona? I didn't go to the hospital. I did not go to the hospital. I didn't call any EMTs. I fought it out. I fought it out because I was scared. I was like, I am not about to jump into the fire. No, not like that. Like, no. So I was scared, and I'm just glad to be here. It's that serious. I am glad to freaking be here. Don't count me out yet. That's all I'm saying. Don't count me out yet. Yeah. We got, I got more coming. I got more coming. So we're going to have a conversation here. We are quarantine 2020. Social distancing. All that, it's crazy out here. I'm in New York City, for all those that are tuned in from everywhere else. I'm in New York City. I'm in Brooklyn. And the way people are looking at us right now, the way people are looking at us right now, it's crazy. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I am. You know, I like to look at the eyeballs of shit. But we got this virus out here that's hitting the world, that's attacking the world. Everybody knows what this virus can do. We've seen it. We've been dealing with it for the past a few months. But now it's getting serious. serious, serious. This is no bullshit serious, you know. And are we scared? Are we listening to the people? Are you, you know, like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, it's hard out here. It is hard out here. Oh, wow. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just all over the place because I got this thing. I'm trying to tell people about the show, so that's what I'm doing right now. But tell me what y'all think about it. Has it affected y'all? Do y'all know somebody that had it? Do y'all think? I'm thinking this was months ago. This virus didn't just pop up. It feel like it just popped up, you know, out of the blue. It just came in, and it was like, y'all need to go sit down somewhere. It just came in like a wrecking ball, for real, for real. And I'm thinking that it's more to it that we don't know about. And they're keeping a lot from us, and that's scary. Because you don't know the extent of how far this is going, you know. And I'm overwhelmed. I'm worried because I don't know, and I know y'all don't know. But it is what it is. Listen, we're here, Not On Purpose Talk Radio. I am the hostess with Crush Hearts. We're talking about any and everything. You're quarantined. I'm quarantined. I'm shut down. I ain't got nothing else to do. I ain't got nothing else to do, guys. We here. That's it. We here. That's all we know is that we're here. And it is crazy. It is crazy. Rest in peace to all those that have passed away during this quarantine, and that condolences to all the people that have lost someone because of this virus, this pandemic. I don't even know how to explain it. I'm just happy that I'm here right now. I really am, because I was scared. I had a whole panic attack. I was scared, and it was hard. It was hard because I'm alone. I'm a single lady. All I have is two cats. I'm the cat lady right now, you know, and just to be in your house, like, you can't even go outside. I had my neighbor, she was helping me out. Big shout out to Big Mama. But it was something to make you stop and think. Like, I'm not prepared. You know, I'm not prepared. What the frick is going on? We need this to go now. We need this to go away right now. And I'm so, so grateful that I did have my neighbor, because there was nobody else to call, right? Nobody could come out, right? Nobody can, there's nobody there to do what you need help done. And I don't have a car, and, you know, people was out there hoarding all the goods, all the supplies. I don't have no paper towels. I got a little tissue. I do have some tissue. But it was serious. Now when you go to the store, there's a line on the floor that tells you you got to wait here. You know, you're in the back of the store waiting just to, you know, get your supplies and stuff, you know. That's crazy. I haven't been to the supermarket. I haven't been to any of those places yet. But I need to go. I need to go to the laundromat. There's a lot of stuff that needs to be done. And, you know, I'm trying to fend for myself out here in these streets. And it's scary because it's telling us New York City got the highest concentration of confirmed cases. New York City. It came from China, but the broader place is New York City. Worldwide, this coronavirus is hitting everybody worldwide. But right now, the United States have the most confirmed cases. The last I checked, it was over 300,000 cases confirmed. Let me see if I could pull up the data on that, because that is freaking scary that this thing is out here. And there's nothing you can do for it. There's no cure for it. So as soon as you start feeling symptoms, you get scared. I know I do. As soon as you start feeling the symptom, and if the symptom is just the average cold, so you could just be having an average cold and you're trying to heal, but you're so worried that this common cold can be more. It could turn into something different. It can manifest itself. And if you have any underlying symptoms and things like that, you got it. You know, you got it. So, coronavirus, COVID-19 is out here. I don't know. I haven't gone to the hospital. I have to go in on Friday, but phone. My office, my doctor's office, have been doing phone calls, and you tell them your symptoms. That's how I roll. I called the emergency room. I wasn't going to go there because it's scary. So all 50 states. Puerto Rico, Guam, Virgin Islands, all that have reported cases. The total cases in the U.S. as a whole is 375,000 people, and the total deaths is about 12,000 people. And that's scary. And to be honest, I think New York got the most cases. We got half of that 375,000. We got 141,000. So it's out there. We the top. New York is the top. We had 100. Then you got Pennsylvania. Even Texas don't have as much. You know, 14,000 in California. It's all over. It's all over. I'm looking at the map on the CDC. Everybody got it. Alaska got 200. Hawaii got cases. You know, people were still going out and doing their thing. And we took it and we left with it. You know, and it's real scary out here. If you know anybody that had the coronavirus, or have you been sick, if you've been sick, what have you done? Any tips? People are giving me tips all over, and I'm trying everything. You know, I wanna be healthy. You know, I've lost over 20 pounds on this with this sickness. Did I have the coronavirus? Definitely. I don't know. I don't know if I had it definitely, because I did not go to the doctor, but I had all the symptoms. The only thing I had, but I was sick back in September as well. So I don't know. It could have been just a regular thing, or it could have been more. Right now, I'm going to go with asking y'all to call in 515-602-9725. Once again, that's 515 602-972-5. Tell me what you think. Tell me how you feel. The lines are definitely open. I do appreciate those that are listening and can't talk in right now and those that are out there. So let me ask y'all this. If you could do one thing after the quarantine, what would it be? What's the first thing y'all want to do after this quarantine is lifted? I don't know yet. I don't know what I want to do after this quarantine is lifted. I don't have the slightest idea besides walk outside. Oh, let me tell y'all, I was outside. I had my mask on. I had my bonnet on. I was outside looking a hot mess. Ooh. Anyway, but guess what happened? My face started tingling. Like, you know, you're not supposed to touch your face, especially if you're out there touching things, right? So my face just started tingling. I don't know why, but it was just like my forehead, my nose area, everywhere where it's not supposed to be touched, just started tingling like I had something crawling on my face or something. My body was telling me to go. Girl, you don't need to be out here. You need to go back upstairs. Because I was like, oh, no. I was trying to not, you know, touch my hand, touch my face. I had on gloves. I was, And it's real out there. People are strapped up. They are strapping up. They walk around with whole garbage bags around their whole body. They got fucking... And then... On top of that, the supermarket didn't have any plastic bags. Remember, they started charging in March for plastic bags. And my supermarket didn't have any plastic bags. You know what they had? They had big brown paper bags. And you buy all this heavy stuff, and how am I going to get that upstairs? I'm going to need y'all to get some. And I had to stop going to the supermarket. You know, there's only... certain stores, they have only like 5 people at a time, 6 people at a time. I went to one store, it was 3 people at a time, so you had to stand outside on the line and wait for people to come out to go in. And then, you know, the shelves are bare. It's crazy. Quarantine and chill. But I'm telling y'all, I'm catching up on all my shows. I done watched all my little anime on Netflix. Yes, I love me some anime. And then I went to my little website, I watched all little shows. I got Disney Channel. So I'm just out here streaming and chilling. That's it. That's what I'm doing. Sleep, stream, chill. I need to get me a 6-pack, and I need to start, you know what else is good to do in this quarantine? Facebook is popping. All your favorite DJs are doing little show, DJ shows. It is, I like it. I like that. Because I like DJs. I like the DJ. I like to watch them. I like to listen to the skills. I don't know, man. DJ, that's what you need for any party. I wish I knew how to DJ. I do. I really do wish I knew how to DJ. That would have been fun. Can you imagine me behind the ones and twos? I'd be wanting to buy a set. DJing is expensive. I'm like, I could do it, but nah, I don't watch them. It's too many things going on at one time. I'm sorry, I'm beat. I was up all day. I really did try to do the show. I really am trying to do this show. I greatly appreciate that y'all don't beat me up. I feel bad about it. You know, it is what it is. It is what it is. But cool. We need to call some people. let me see if I could call them. That would be so much fun. Let's see if we could call somebody and see how they're doing. If they pick up, I don't think they're going to pick up, but let's see if we can call anybody. This is the fun part. I'm not going to prank nobody. Because I don't even know the number that comes up. So I can't even. Does Blog Talk Radio come up? That would be funny. Let's see.
We can get somebody on the phone.
It's right there. Oh.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Robert?
Speaking.
Hi, Robert. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. This is Leticia. I'm calling from Not On Purpose Radio.
Who?
La Crush.
Malaho Circus Radio.
La Crush.
Oh, you on the air. You on the TV. You on
Yes, I'm on the air.
When did your joint start? 9 o'clock?
Yeah, you're live right now on my show.
Why?
Don't say nothing bad. How are you doing at the quarantine to chill? I'm just checking up on my friends.
I'm okay. No complaints.
Yeah, okay. No complaints,
yeah.
Really? I got a lot of complaints.
No.
What's the top
who you gonna tell them to?
You. That's why I called you.
Who you gonna tell? You gonna tell me your complaints?
Yes. You gonna listen?
Of course.
Friend. Okay. See, that's what friends.
Okay, buddy.
So, what's the number one thing you've been doing during this quarantine?
I've been binge watching a lot of sitcoms and movies and stuff. Everything that I had on my list, I think I looked at.
Right. I think I've watched Alf in Different Strokes. I just spent all my little money on Amazon buying seasons and stuff.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's crazy. But we're all quarantined. The coronavirus is out here. What you think about it? Are you scared?
Am I scared?
Why are you scared? I was scared.
Sometimes
I
am. Sometimes I
got scared.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes
you get out of panic
attack. So I was scared. This is a scary situation right now.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
the news don't make it no better.
The news, Facebook, every 5 minutes I'm getting a notification. You know.
Well, it has become serious within the last 2 weeks with everybody, you know, I'm finding out that either somebody's uncle, mother, grandmother has passed complications.
Yeah.
That's what makes it scary now.
To me, the scary part is the fact that you got misinformation going out there. You know, the numbers, the conspiracy theories, all it like, and it's just plop up in your face. You can't not stop it. You know, people are sharing this information, and they're not double checking. You know, and it's just wrong information. And I was looking at the Daily News, and there was an incident where in the local hospital over here in Brooklyn, the young man or the young lady hit an older lady, an elderly lady, because she was, you know, they both had mental problems, but the lady was, you know, going on and on, and she mushed her, and the lady fell, bumped her head, and died. That's the original story, but there was a whole story that the lady that pushed her picked up a metal bar and threw in the head with the bar, and that's how she died a few hours later. But, you know, and this is from the newspapers. This is the Daily News said the metal bar, and then you had the New York Post said, oh, she just shoved her. Then you had something else because it was just like, what is the real story here? But I heard directly from somebody that works at the hospital that knows she pushed her, she bumped her head on the ground. But is she going down for attempted murder or manslaughter? I don't know. Involuntary manslaughter or something like that. That's crazy. But anyway, that's what I'm saying. There's like, but these are publications that we normally trust: the New York Post, the Daily News. So if they're printing misinformation like that, and we're sharing it, because I did share the story, we're sharing the story. We're not double checking. That's the scary part about this whole thing, because the numbers can be higher. You know. And people are not taking it seriously. They're going outside. I'm going outside for essentials. And my face be itching. You been outside?
Yeah, I just came in from outside. I was walking the dog.
You got a dog?
Everybody said, yes, I have a dog. You've seen my dog.
Oh, the little dog. I thought you got rid of the little doggy.
No. He comes back periodically.
Oh, your dog.
We have a love-hate relationship.
Yeah, I know. You're telling me. Oh, scary. Scary situation.
I think the one population people are really missing out with who are dropping due to this disease are the mentally handicapped.
Yes.
Especially the ones that can't speak for themselves. They can't tell you that they're hurting, that they're feverish, and that the body aches and everything else. And it's they find out, and it's too late.
Right.
They already got it, and they're like, they already have existing ailments. So it's like, you know, just I hear it every day. You know, coworkers of mine are calling. So and so was in the hospital. He was walking around. We didn't even know he was sick. You know, type of things. You know, because they don't, you know, the ones that can't speak, they can't express that, you know,
that
my body is aching. I got chills. You got to, like, really watch and observe them to really know that something is wrong.
And then you're so busy worried about yourself not getting it because, you know, you got those essential workers out there.
Well, yeah, they all are overworked right now, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing the horror stories right now. They all overworked. Doing 2, 3, sometimes 4 shifts because people are calling out, not coming in, or catching the virus, period. Getting stuck, you know, all type of things.
That's true. Oh,
I just don't see this ending April 30th.
No, it's not. They saying they waiting for the summertime. They're like, oh, it doesn't survive the heat. You know, so they're waiting for the summertime. I'm like, what is the sun going to do? I don't get it.
It's for some reason they say in cold weather it builds, but in hot weather it like...
It fades away?
You know,
it's still
I don't know, something like that. I don't know the scientific term for it.
And I don't know. Somebody need to explain it, and I'm going to need the president not to do it. I don't know who's writing for him, but I'm going to need them to know. No, stop. Stop putting the president on TV. Like, and they're standing there like...
You got to be. The president, the mayor, and the governor, they got to be on there every day. They got.
No,
you need
not
updates.
That president needs to go sit down somewhere. The vice president needs to take over or something. But he's talking, and he's just...
He has to do his job. He has to do his job.
But don't it sound so like, no, I don't believe you. Like, I don't know. This is like the fifth installment of Purge. That's what this is. This is coronavirus. I'm thinking like, man, listen, comes out. All of a sudden, we try to get rid of Mexicans. You know, you've seen the movies Purge, right?
Yeah.
This is like a purge. Really, it was like a purge, third purge. I don't know. I just see some similarities to it.
they ain't purging right because them dudes is out here surviving.
Better than
and they
know.
Still delivering your food. They surviving.
Mm-hmm. I ain't mad at them, though, because I know I spent all my little money on Postmates. I got all of them downloaded, Postmates, Uber Eats, DoorDash, whatever. I got it all downloaded.
I have been wanting a slice of pizza for like the last 3 weeks.
Me too. You got download Uber
but Domino's don't deliver.
Yeah, Domino shut down, didn't they?
They don't deliver. You got to come pick it up.
You got to go to the store, yeah. Want to go to
the
store.
They do not deliver. I'm trying to figure out how they let Poppy deliver everything from El Mundo, whatever, but they ain't got nobody for Domino.
Domino's like, fuck that. Well, Domino's never got on it because they have their own delivery people.
Oh, shit, they need to put them niggas to work. They essential workers too, right?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to come in nobody's house. Just ring the bell, let them come downstairs and get this shit.
You're lucky. You're lucky. Anyway, there's a you, because you got an elevator. But I'm going to switch it up a little bit because there's an argument on my page right now. People have been answering this question. I'm asking the question. And it was like I was confused because I read something. And I was like, is God and Jesus the same entity or two different entities? I put that on my page. And I'm telling you, there's this guy on there named Don. He's going in, like, he's like, all men made up and gay ideology, male worship, when clearly women are givers of life. So he said that God is a woman. That's his argument. And he's, like I said, he's been going on my page, going hard.
Don't try to get some pussy. Don't listen to Don.
Is that what you think so? You know what? Somebody said
Don't try to get some pussy.
They're going back and forth. You don't think God is a woman? He makes a valid point.
No.
It's like, you know, people
number one, you can't say what God is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from the time I was a little kid going to church until now, I've always been taught that God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are just one entity.
Mm-hmm.
But it's confusing because, you know, Jesus came down in the physical form.
Right.
So it's like when he was on the cross, like, who was he praying to? Himself? But I'm not one to question. But in every Bible you seem to read, or even I think in the Quran they speak of God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit as one.
Right, so, God is a spirit.
I mean, it has something. It's some truth to that.
Uh huh.
So I don't know. The older I get, the more I question a lot of things that I've used to believe in and that I've read, and that's why I stopped reading.
Oh, shit. Wow.
No, you know, at one point I used to read everything, and it just wasn't adding up to me.
Right.
You know,
but
things that
sense.
You had thought as a child, you know, and that they beat into you in Bible school. You begin to think on your own. It's like, yo, well, how can this happen? How could that happen?
Start questioning things, and then you have to go out.
I would like to know how a dude survives in the well, in the stomach of a whale. I want to know that. Sounds funny to me. Now that I'm like 40-something years old, that sounds funny. Like, a dude really survived in the belly of a whale? You know?
Yeah, I'm with you. I question a lot of things too. And as a woman, you know, you hear a lot of crazy things. You know, it's women's fault that this happened. It's a woman's fault that this women did it. You know, a lot of men out there. I'm like, you just angry at women. Like, I'm like, you just gotta be angry at women. And I started working.
You're damn right, I'm angry
at women.
Yes.
Wow.
Y'all are the reason why all this happened.
Mm.
Y'all ate the apple.
Mm.
And y'all convinced Adam to eat the apple. Just like how y'all convince us to do everything else now. Sex is a weapon.
Sex is a weapon. Oh my goodness.
Sex is a weapon.
I don't believe.
Yeah, man. Y'all are very convincing. We knew we shouldn't eat that. But what our dumb ass do? We ate it because we thought we wouldn't get the chance to see Eve again. So we ate that. We knew it was stupid.
You shouldn't have ate it.
Right. We shouldn't have ate it. We should have let y'all be cast out of Garden of Eden. You're right. And see, there was a lot of biblical incest going on. A lot of biblical incest.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
So that's why it's crazy. It's a lot you have to read, man. And then I think you get to a point where you've read too much because everything just doesn't make sense anymore.
Just stop it.
So I just rather walk around and just be somewhat of a good person.
Oh man, I got about some batteries. I can't use my scales. Mm-hmm. Ran out of batteries.
I was trying to weigh my scale. Your scale has batteries in
it? I was sick and I lost weight. I lost like 20 pounds, which is crazy to me. No, that's not a good thing. Well, my doctor said it was a good thing. She's like, oh, that's wonderful. I'm like, bitch, no, it's not.
Well, it's a good start.
It's gonna all come back soon as I start eating again.
No, you ain't gonna eat. You ain't gonna eat no more than what you're eating now.
No, I can't. I'm scared to eat. I'm scared to eat now. It's like, but my body's telling me I need to eat. I got on a dress. It's too big right now. I'm like, this dress used to fit me tight. Now it's too big.
Mm.
I don't know.
So this is you complaining?
Yes, this is me complaining.
This is
where we do quarantine and chill. We complain about stuff.
Quarantine and chill.
Quarantine and chill. The Rona takeover.
You know what? I'm not understanding the quarantine too much. Because, I mean, if people were able to go out, go to work and be around certain coworkers. Why can't we go out and be at somebody else's house?
You can. You just can't have a lot of y'all motherfuckers in the house. You can go out and visit people and see people.
But then you don't know what nobody got.
But that's why you can't. Right. That's
no,
why you
cool,
do it
cool.
at your own risk. Right, like you do it at your own risk, but that's with anything. Not even the Rona. That's just with anything. You go and you see people, and you're gonna sit on one side of the room, and the other person gonna sit on the other side of the room. Y'all just gonna yell at each other. Well, like I said, I was sick. I went through my trials. I think everybody's gonna get sick or have some type of symptoms, and it's like, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
So did you really had it for real? Like, or you just had like flu symptoms?
I don't know. I don't know if I had it for real. I'm going to tell you, I did the self-check. I called the ER, and they said, yeah, you know, you're carrying some symptoms. Quarantine yourself. Don't leave the house. This is what the emergency guy told me. He said, don't leave the house. And I just fought it through. But I didn't know that I wasn't supposed to take Advil and ibuprofen. And that's what I was taking, Advil,
didn't
ibuprofen.
Didn't I text you?
Listen
taking
what I'm
what
saying.
Not,
before this, that, right, this is what I'm saying. I did not
what?
Know in the beginning. That whole week, I didn't know. You text me like on a Friday. I was sick, you know, from the week before. But I started taking it on a Friday. I tried to order it. They didn't have the order. They canceled the order. Tried to order from Walmart. They canceled it. And I started taking it on Friday, and I started getting better. But the one thing I couldn't do is I couldn't move. I wasn't mobile. Like, when I stood up, I fell. The world just spit. It felt like I was drunk. And I couldn't eat nothing. But I had cravings for stuff. That's the crazy thing. I had cravings for, like, stuffed shells and for chicken and shark. And I had cravings for food, but I couldn't eat nothing. Wouldn't stay
Whoa,
there.
Rewind. You said shark?
Yes. My neighbor, Big Mama, she does the Thanksgiving giveaway every year. And she's my neighbor. She put me on to some shark. And she fried it. And it's actually quite meaty. It's not bad.
Shark.
It's like
you ate shark.
Shark. Yeah. I got it filleted, steaked. And she fried it up like regular fish. And it was just meaty as fuck. I'm like, okay.
Well, was
like
it good?
It was good. Yeah, it was good. It tasted like tilapia. No, that food takes on the seasonings that you use, but it tasted like tilapia, but it was just a little bit more meaty. Flesh, just a little bit more flesh, not that much bone. I need to get some. Is the fish market even open? I think so.
I don't think they open, huh?
I don't think it's essential.
Only thing open is liquor stores, supermarkets, and bodegas.
That's it. Ain't that crazy? Go outside, everything just shut down.
Post office is open.
Isn't the hardware store open? No, laundry.
Hardware store. Mm-mm. They started opening the 99-cent stores because they got cleaning supplies.
Wow. It's hard out here. I don't know if anybody in my building. I live in a building, so I don't know if anybody got it in the building. But I hope they don't.
Sharks?
No.
COVID. Oh, you talking about
COVID?
Well, I told you there was two people in my building that had it.
Are they good? Did they recover from it? Do you know?
I don't know.
Oh, that's scary though. Nah, stay away. I had one visitor since my quarantine. I had one visitor. Have you gone to visit any people?
No. No, I haven't.
Really not. Just go get your essentials and go back in the house.
Yeah, and I really ain't had nobody visit me. So, like I said, I don't know who bringing in what. I don't know what you're bringing in.
I'm going to come visit you next week. I'm bringing it myself.
Bring it in yourself. Okay.
Yeah, you got to... Stand in the hallway, lie saw me down.
Yes, I will.
Quarantine. People come visit you. Let me go get my spray.
You have to take off all clothes at the door.
Ooh.
And hang them up.
Ooh, put them in a plastic bag.
No, we'll hang them up right there at the door.
Like, here's a plastic bag. Get your clothes in this. Get some booty.
No, we leave the air. Yo, it's not carry through clothes. They already said that.
Did they? They said it lasts on 3 or 4 hours. Now they changed it up.
No, it's not carry through clothing though.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. I called my cousin. She's a nurse. This is before I had my panic attack. And she was like, don't go to the hospital. She told me, don't go to the hospital. I'm like, hell no, I ain't going over there. That's like contamination central. Like, they don't got the right
I think if you got any type of symptoms, you'll get worse going to the hospital.
Right. And I was like, I'm not even about to do that. I was like, I'm just going to battle this on my own. You do home remedies and stuff. Because that's what I don't understand. Like, they talk about they have a vaccination for it. But I don't want you to stick no DNA in my DNA. That don't even sound cool. I'm going to turn to a
zombie. Hold on, what? They're going to stick DNA in your DNA? What?
Right. They have a vaccination out that Bill Gates funded. It's a nonprofit. Funded this thing, and they're going to stick. It's like DNA. No, I don't want DNA put in my DNA. Because that's what they said when you test positive for the coronavirus. It's a mutation, and you already have it in your makeup.
Mm-hmm.
But the way my life is set up, I watch these sci-fi shows. I watch the sci-fi shows. You're not about to stick me with nothing. Nope. I'm like, how y'all get that?
How y'all get what?
Huh?
How you get what?
The vaccination, though.
Oh. Well, they got to test it first. I heard them saying something about testing it on people in Africa.
Humans. Yeah, they was trying to test it on humans. They were testing on animals, and now they want to test it on humans.
They should test it on that damn tiger from the Bronx. She got it.
The drug is a DNA vaccine that is designed to prevent COVID-19 infections. The results for the potential COVID-19 vaccines are consistent with the completed phase 1 vaccine study for MERS, which is also caused by a coronavirus. This is crazy.
And China couldn't come up with nothing?
This is the second COVID-19 vaccine trial to be launched. Oh. It's believed to have originated in China last year. How? How it just naturally just popped up in China? This virus, it just feel like it just popped up like, poof, I'm here.
Chemical warfare. One of them containers got loose in China, but they just had to say scrap it and had to infect everybody.
The company said the first phase of clinical testing is set to begin this week with a study of 40 healthy adult volunteers. Wait, what? 40 healthy adult volunteers. Why? Why are we giving healthy adult volunteers this vaccination?
Probably see if it can live in the body, live in the bloodstream.
Each participant will receive 2 doses of the drug 4 weeks apart. The initial immune responses and safety data from the study are expected to be late summer. That's crazy.
So what they probably going to do is infect them with the coronavirus and then give them the DNA doses to see if they can fight
that's
it.
That's the second part, right? The first part.
I'm not 40, doing that. I ain't being that guinea pig.
40 healthy volunteers. I know you're supposed to have like a control group. I guess this is the control group they're going to have. You know, you ain't got no symptoms, you good. We're going to inject you with this vaccination, and then we're going to cure it. And that's the second phase. That's crazy. That is crazy. But anyway, thank you, Mr. Robert, for being my co-host.
Being your co-host.
I know. I was going to prank you, and then I stopped. I thought about it, like, I'm not going to do it. What showed up on your call ID? Find out.
Nothing. Unknown, but it said the Bronx.
Oh, okay. The X. All right. I just wanted to know. I wanted to know what it showed up as. I wasn't thinking he was going to answer. I was like, he's not going to answer, guys. But you answered.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm going to go eat a cup of noodle soup, and then I'm going to bed. And I'm tired. I actually stayed up. Yeah, I actually stayed up today. I didn't sleep as much. Now my body is like, okay, we're done. Oh, no.
I got to mop the hallway.
You got to mop the hallway?
I
got to
mop
the
hallway for a little bit.
Yeah. That's what you're going to do? Mop the hallway? Clean up?
Yes. You have to take a nap early.
You took a nap already?
Yeah.
That's fun. Naps are fun. That's all we can do is sleep and nap.
Yes, ma'am.
Sleep and nap. All right.
Oh!
Anyway, why are you yelling?
All right. Nothing.
Anyway, guys, thank y'all for tuning in to my quarantine and chill. I'll be back next week, hopefully with a topic and a new host.
Yes.
Really appreciate you. Talk to you later. Bye.
Good night.
Good night.